right now a brand new segment. We've never done this before. As we ask a simple question, can Donnie do it?
Now, I will admit.
Should I sing my intro?
No, please okay. don't.
All right.
I will admit that to some, this segment is going to make people shake their heads, maybe punch their dashboards, punch their steering wheels. I get it, and I understand. But this is why we're doing this, because if you know me and you've been knowing me, and I've talked about this a lot, I'm not ashamed to say, maybe I'm ashamed a little bit, I don't have a handy bone in my body. I just don't. If there is something that's happening at my home, I am calling someone to do it because I can't do it. I can't. Your mind is so bad. Just let me go about what I'm saying and don't stop and derail this segment in the first minute of it.
I didn't say a thing.
Yeah, you didn't have to say anything. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, you know me. And if something's happening in my house, I'm calling someone to fix it.
Yeah.
I'm calling someone to do it. My dad is probably ashamed of me because I don't have this quality in me. I really, truly don't.
Yeah.
So fast forward, my wife needed a new desk in her office.
Okay.
And so there was a store that was going out of business. Went up there. They had an incredible sale on desks out there because they needed to get everything out. They had it either you can put it together yourself or they had a floor model that you can buy. It's already put together and you purchase it.
That's the way to go.
That's exactly the way I'm going. Right. I know who I am. There's no way I'm going to put this complicated looking desk together myself without some help.
I understand that.
So we bought the desk already put together. We purchased it. We put it in our garage until she got the old desk out. She needed to clean out the office, make sure we had everything nice and tidy to get that desk out to move the new desk in. Okay?
So how did you get that the new desk to your house? Did they deliver it?
They could, but we went to go pick it up. My wife has an SUV that she got a console in one time, and she thought, you know what? If I got the console in there, I can definitely get the desk in. Well, when we went to go pick it up, there was no way that desk was going to fit. It was even in two parts, not going to fit. So we thought, man, maybe we're just going to have to, you know, get them to deliver it. There was a lady there who was from Louisiana, who had driven from Louisiana to Dallas that day and was driving right back to pick up some furniture from that spot. She had a U-Haul. A trailer behind her. We got the smaller piece in there. Couldn't get the bigger piece in my wife's car. So my wife walks up to a complete stranger and asks her, if I give you some money, can you take this desk to my house? I live like 7 minutes away.
Incredible.
And this lady was like, sure. And didn't want to take the money.
Which is amazing.
At all. Like, there are some good people out there.
I guess so.
I probably would get upset if my wife had a U-Haul trailer and someone just walked up and asked, could they deliver a piece of furniture to a house? You don't know where you're going.
Right.
Could be kind of a setup. I was like,
sure.
Boy, that is a really tough ask of someone. But she did it, and the lady delivered it. I had to throw the money in her truck in order for her to take it. She was like, no.
Incredible.
And I told her, hey, you're blocking my blessings if I'm there. Anyway, so,
okay.
So the desk gets to our house that way, which is cool. And so it takes a week or so for her to get everything out of the room so we can get the old desk out and put the new desk in. And now to get the old desk out of the office, man, we're throwing that away. So you can beat that thing to holy hell. I got a mallet. I started knocking the pieces off of that. That was fun. I felt like I was at one of those places where you can just break stuff just to put that in pieces so I can put that on the curb for them to pick up. So we had the desk in the garage, and we were trying to take the desk from the garage to the office through the garage door. Wouldn't fit. And you think, man, okay, trying to decide what we want to do with that. And then I actually had the little tape measure where I measured the door, measured the desk. And then I said, you know what? Maybe the front door is bigger than the garage door. Let's take the desk and see if we can get it through the front door. So we had a dolly, put the desk on the dolly. We wheeled it out of the garage, down the alley, down the street to my front door to see if this desk can fit into my front door.
That might be the best part of
the story. Dude, I can imagine my neighbor looking out and seeing me and my wife pushing this huge desk on this dolly down the middle of the street trying to get to our house. Well, we did it. Got the desk in the house, front door, it worked. Everything's great. So now my wife was happy. She was like, oh, thank you. I was like, hang on, let's not thank everyone now. We got to get it in the room. And so we got it in the house. We got it toward the room, and it just wouldn't fit. Wouldn't fit. It was close, but it wouldn't fit. And I just don't know what to do. And I was thinking about, do I try to take a couple of pieces off of it and then trying to see if I can put it back on? That's something that it's not my expertise. I don't know if I can handle this. I'll take it off and forget exactly what I did.
This drawer might not go back in.
Right. I just don't know. So yeah. Then my wife had the suggestion. This is what she said. Maybe we need to take the door off.
Okay.
And I went, huh. I've heard people doing that before. I don't know what the hell to do to take the door off the hinges. I don't know.
C4 or how do we do that?
Do I just kind of rip it off? Do I just kind of twist it around? And I don't know.
Awesome.
So, all right. I know the idea on how to get a door off the hinges. I've just never done it. So that was the question that my wife asked me right before. Can you do it?
Can Donnie do it?
You know what?
Let's find out.
You don't challenge me. Let's go. So I grabbed a screwdriver and a mallet.
Did you get on YouTube to watch?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope. Right. I did not. So I'm I have the screwdriver underneath, and of course you're trying to hit the mallet and trying to raise up the little hinge things on the hinges on the door. Wouldn't budge. Would not budge. Thinking, dang it. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do this. And then, so we had a little electric screwdriver and kind of went around the paint on the top of the hinges because it looked like it was kind of painted shut or painted together.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't know if that's going to loosen up. I have no clue.
Yeah.
So I was just about to give up. I said, I'll give it one more time, one more chance. And I started on the middle hinge. I put the screwdriver underneath, and I hit it with the mallet, and it moved. And I went, oh my God, I think I can do it. And then I kept hitting it, banging, banging. The hinge came off of the door.
I went,
holy hell, this is it. It was the greatest accomplishment in my life up to this moment. I don't care what I've done. That was awesome. But it was just one of three.
Right.
So I have to keep going.
Yeah, you got to get the other two.
Got the top one off, so now we just lack the bottom one. Well, first, when I was getting the first one off, the screwdriver was stuck in the hinge. Oh. it took me just really almost kind of standing up on that thing to get it off of it. It was really a tough chore. But I got the door off the hinges. We got the desk in. We put it up. And then I even put the door back on.
That was going to be my final question. Is the door just still sitting there?
The door is back on the hinges. It closed. I was a little nervous about trying to see if it would close.
Oh, my God.
But, dude, I did it. Can I take a door off the hinges? The answer is yes.
You have done it.
I did it.
I'm proud of you.
Man, I sat back with a drink. I kind of turned around a bit. It was the most proud moment. If it weren't so late in the night, I would have called my dad and told him, hey, man, I took the door off the hinges. And he would have said, oh, yeah? Like, I didn't think you could do that.
That's amazing, son.
Me either.
That is incredible.
Like, he probably would have been the first time he's ever been proud of me. Of doing that. So now, you know what? I say this, any other household things? Bring it on.
Okay, great. So
bring it on. The next household chore that needs to be done around the house, I'm not calling anyone. We're going to see, can Donnie do it?
Are you willing to branch out and help others?
I am. My services are available for hire, yes.
Because I texted you last night. I was like, you know, I still haven't installed that smart thermostat I bought because I'm horrified to try it. So if you want to come over and try it, knock yourself out. Of course, you fry my whole house. It bursts into flames.
But the thermostat will be on the wall, bro. It'll stand there.
I'm like, turn on the AC.
It's not going to work, but it will be right there. So, yes, the answer to the question, can Donnie take the door off the hinges?
Okay.
It's a rousing yes. And people who do it all the time are saying, that's why are we even talking about this? Yeah, it's the easiest thing in the world. Not for me.
You're so afraid you're going to damage it and it'll screw up and you'll have to then hire somebody to not only do it but fix the door and install a new door.
Like the you might need a new door frame. Break right. Or something like that. I would do something wrong if I attempted that. That was the first attempt of me ever to do that. and it worked.
Bold.
I felt the power. And now I need a tool belt with my name on it and everything. I'm ready. I'm okay. Ready to go.